Okay, this is Cherry Lane Genoway calling to order the February 14th, 2022 special meeting of the Orange County Senior Citizens Advisory Council. Dave Tetzlaff, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Okay, everybody unmute, and then when you respond, please mute. Desiree, can you please take roll?
Charlene Ashendorf.
Present.
Linda Barcelona. Denise Barnes. Elizabeth Busick.
Present.
Amelia Castro.
Present.
Meredith Chalemi. Susan Dobek. Carol Downey.
Present.
Elaine Genoway.
Present.
Jean Hernandez. Carolyn Inman.
Here.
Jim Levy. Nalita Mendoza. Crystal Miles.
Present.
Carol Moore.
Present.
Patty Mouton.
Present.
Joni Nichols. Phil Orland. John Pointer. Tony Rodella.
Hurrah!
Amina Sin Matthews.
Present.
Barbara Sloat.
Present.
Sandy Stang.
Present.
Dave Sullivan. Dave Tetzlaff.
Present.
Cynthia Thacker. Jeffrey Rodriguez. And Evelyn Velez.
Present.
And we have quorum.
You're muted. You're muted.
There. Okay. We're on to item four on the agenda, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Are there any requests to speak or members of the public present?
We did not receive any requests to speak ahead of time, and there are no members of the public present.
Okay. Thank you, Desiree. So public comments is now closed. We are on to item five, which is action item AB 361 to review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. Is there a motion to recommend that we continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of emergency arising from COVID-19? Meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person.
I so move.
Moved by Elizabeth Busick.
Is there a second?
Seconded by Amina Sin Matthews. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh no, I'm sorry. This needs to be a roll call vote.
Correct.
But that was a very robust aye. Thank you. Okay, Desiree. You're up again.
It was a nice try. So
I know.
Charlene Ashendorf.
Yes.
Linda Barcelona. Denise Barnes. Elizabeth Busick.
Yes.
Amelia Castro.
Yes.
Meredith Chalemi. Susan Dobek. Carol Downey.
Yes.
Elaine Genoway.
Aye.
Jean Hernandez. Carolyn Inman.
Aye.
Jim Levy, Nalita Mendoza, Crystal Miles.
No.
Carol Moore.
Aye.
Patty Mouton.
Aye.
Joni Nichols. Phil Orland. John Pointer. Tony Rodella.
Aye.
Amina Sin Matthews.
Aye.
Barbara Sloat.
Aye.
Sandy Stang.
Yes.
David Sullivan. Dave Tetzlaff.
Aye.
Cynthia Thacker. Jeffrey Rodriguez. Evelyn Velez.
Aye.
And that is majority chair.
Okay, thank you. So the motion passes. Our next SCAC meeting will be via Zoom, and this is for the full SCAC on March 11th at 9:30, the spotlight on nutrition with the older nutrition programs making the presentations. So, and with that, I will adjourn this meeting, and we will give Desiree a minute or two to switch over to the Senior Citizens Engagement Committee. So all of the full SCAC members who attended this special meeting, thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate your being here. So we did achieve a quorum. And if you are not on Senior Citizens Engagement Committee, you may sign off and have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to all.
Thank you.